Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider Podcast. This is for all of you in the interior design, construction, lumber, building materials trades out there. Anything to do with residential remodeling and construction, this show is for you. And this is every single Thursday out there, or every Friday Junior as they call it. This is for you. Well, here's the thing. Today I wanted to talk about contractors, remodelers, interior designers. Why? And I mean, why are you working for free? Free. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Free. Here's the thing. Homeowners have been so trained, and I have no problem with this, but I want to hear me out on this. Why are you working for free? I have a real problem as a designer, contractor, remodeler, providing thousands of dollars of work for nothing. And here's how you're doing it. Free, full, detailed estimates. Yep. That free estimate trap. If you're doing a $200,000 remodel and you have $200,000 going through your books, that's not that big a remodel, folks. And they want a line item budget for that. They want to know what the allowance is for knobs and pulls. What's a grout going to cost? Those kind of things. I would expect that you are charging them for that service. Now, here's my process of how you're not working for free. I think every homeowner deserves a budget estimate. This project is going to cost $200,000 to $225,000, depending on how we design it out and complete it. But of course, unless that design work's already been done by an interior designer, those selections have not been made yet. So now you're dealing with allowances. Allowances are all part of the process. But for you to sit down and create all of those allowances and do those calculations, that can be an expensive part of the process. So here's how I see this and how I've used it in the past. Mrs. Smith calls you up, you're an interior designer, your design build firm, your remodeling company, or even a custom home builder. And says, hey, look, we are going to be doing this remodel. Cool ranch-style mid-century house, one level. I want to put a second story over some or all of it. What's this going to cost? That's a hard one because you haven't had a structural engineer figure out what can be used, what can't, what has to be torn down, what doesn't. So you could come in and do a project estimate and say, you know, we're probably $250,000 to $350,000, depending on how we do this. You might be pretty close. But the thing is, for you to take that next step, I strongly recommend you having some financial interest with this homeowner. Because you are now doing work that's going to be part of this project. So what I do is I come in and say, okay, here's your budget estimate. This is where I think we will land out. But I'm going to need a $5,000 deposit that we're going to work off of, like any designer, like any architect. And here's how we're going to bill you. And you spell out your buildings, your billing principles of how you're going to do it. What are the benchmarks? When's the next time they're going to have to write you a check? If you got to go spend $10,000 on drawings and engineering and all that other stuff, then you're going to have to do that. And they're going to have to pay for it. If you have the interior designer on staff and they're going to have to go out and spend 50 hours specifying stuff, they're paying for that. That is not, or in my mind, should be part of that free estimate. Now, when you have this kind of preliminary contract or pre-construction contract, you are developing all of those costs. Now, when you're done with the design and you know what the products are and they're all specified, man, now you can lay that contract out and say, okay, here's our contract, depending on how you do it. You know, you might have your markup on it. You know, those kind of things. You could have any of these different variables. But now you have a closer number to work with. Now, there's not a homeowner out there that gives you a complete blank check. That is, of course, a complete myth. There's always accountability for a budget. If there's not, you're dealing with somebody that's pretty reckless. The millionaires and almost billionaires that I've worked with out there have all had budgets. So when you come to this and realize that, okay, I can go spend a few hours and give them kind of a hip shot budget, but I don't have to go back and spend 25 hours busting out this detail. You can still complete the project, keep everybody happy, and reduce your risk of working half a week or a full week for free trying to give them something for a budget. I don't like any skilled trade out there, or really anybody working for free. This homeowner, if they take the project on, is going to pay for that anyway. And you know something? If the contractor gets all the way through this, and they've got drawings, the homeowner has all the materials, and they decide not to build it or go with another contractor, they get the drawings. They paid for it. They're further along in their process. Is that rare that they would leave? Yeah, it is. But I can promise you this, if they did leave, it's probably best because you're still in that honeymoon period. If that homeowner is so upset through the design process, wait till you have their house tore up. Wait till they are expecting to move back in. Wait till you have a budget delay or a price increase. It's just going to get worse. So I would not worry about losing that sale. I would make sure you get that homeowner all the information they need. But if you have to do a ton of work, they need to pay for it. I think that is fair for both parties. And like I said, at the end of the day, if they want to take that set of house plans and specifications and walk and go someplace else, guess what? They have every reason to do so. But the good news is you can sit there and say, hey, we just saved you. I know you spent 10 grand on this process, but that's $10,000 off the big project price because guess what? We've already done the work. So benchmark things out. Do not do, especially when everybody's so jammed and busy out there, do not work for free. Now, the homeowners out there that are looking for something free, I'm sure that are listening to this show right now, are going, well, I can't stand this. I want something for free. Of course, everybody wants something for free. But I have to stand with the contractor and designer on this because they're not a charity. They have a business to run and a service to provide. And I've had a lot of discussions with builders, designers, remodelers, and architects over this. And I know a lot of them are doing that way. And this is the way the trend things are going to go. So please, all of you people out in the trades, provide those written budget proposals. And then go to contract for the pre-construction side of things and get those numbers dialed in so your homeowner is 100% comfortable with the product and the project and the numbers, and then you're going along. You're going to be okay. Well, hey, I don't want you to miss, you know, Around the House with Eric G this weekend. We've got a big show ahead. We have an hour number one. We have Carolyn Bozowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, coming on for an hour. We're going to talk healthy homes and some of the mistakes people are making when they're buying homes right now and remodeling. So we've got two things there, two huge problems. And then hour number two, we're going to talk about home technology that you don't think you even had, but you might be paying for and you've already got it. As well as talking with my buddy Aaron from Brilliant Tech. And we're going to be talking about what's new with his smart home devices. All that and more this weekend on Around the House. Hey, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Happy Thursday. Happy Earth Day. You've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.